Voice at the Table provides practical information to ensure people with a cognitive disability have a real and equal voice on boards, committees, and advisory groups. We do this by providing training for people with an acquired brain injury or intellectual disability and through a peer-led monthly meetup. We educate organisations and government departments to use inclusive meeting practices by providing training and resources. But most importantly, VAT tries to make the world a place where everyone is equal and can participate by being given supports they need to contribute the way they want. Our board is disability-led, and our resources and training are co-produced and facilitated by people with a disability. Come check us out, voiceatthetable.com.au.
We gather together today on this special place to continue our learning journey together. We acknowledge the Woi Wurrung and Boom Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation as the traditional custodians of this land and waters of the place where we are recording this podcast, and this suffering had not been Jesus. We acknowledge and pay respect to the oldest past and present and emerging. We also pay respect to the First Nations who are listening.
We remember the self-advocates who have worked really, really hard over the years for the right for themselves and other people with disabilities to live in the community and for equality and human rights for all.
Nothing about us without us.
Hi, I'm Warren.
Hi, I'm Anne.
And we're your co-presenters of
That Chat. Woohoo!
Yay! I'm a VAT graduate. I've completed the training and am a self-advocate and an artist. And I'll be one of the co-presenters.
And I am a project worker at Voice of the Table. And we are really, really lucky because we have been given this great opportunity to do this podcast about Voice of the Table's 10 top tips. And the top tips are really great, great, great things for people to use when they're having meetings. So it's our inclusive meeting practice. Yeah. Yes, could be for any meeting.
Very much around that inclusive theme, trying to make everyone feel that they have something to contribute, which they do.
Which, of course, we know they do. But this is to make sure that you all out there can run meetings with confidence and style. If you follow these 10 top tips, it means everyone gets a say. So Voice of the Table was set up particularly to support people with cognitive disabilities to be in meetings. And also Voice of the Table is set up to support people running meetings, people who work for government or other organisations where they would like to hear the contribution of people with cognitive disabilities. And to make sure that everybody can come and sit around the table and have a voice. So, the 10 top tips, what are they? Good question. I'll just read through them. But don't worry, because each episode we're going to go through a couple of the tips, flesh them out a little bit so that we can all understand what those tips mean and how you can practice them in your meetings. So the first tip is understand consumer participation, but we like to say this is about nothing about us without us.
Nothing about us without us.
Yeah.
Which is pretty simple. And I think just recently you've probably heard about Dylan Alcott and the US Open Tennis, how they decided to not run the wheelchair side of the tennis. And he basically said, hang on, you're making a decision about me without me.
Ah.
Perfect example of nothing about us without us.
perfect example. The second tip we've got is be prepared. The third tip is define the role. Fourth tip is identify and remove barriers. Fifth tip is provide accessible information. Sixth tip, offer hands-on support. Tip 7, roll out the welcome mat. Tip 8, help everyone understand. Tip 9, give everyone a say. And tip 10, evaluate and do it better next time.
Even though there's 10 tips there, we'll be looking at, generally we'll just look at one or two in depth each episode.
Yep.
But every episode will have the first two. The first one and the last one, sorry. The Nothing About Us Without Us, because that's important all the way through. And then, of course, evaluation. And being able to do things better is good for everyone. It's just great practice to do every meeting you have. Doesn't matter whether it's a big committee meeting or anything like that, even if it's just you and a couple of other people, just do it better.
And you don't have to worry, because it's not just going to be Warren and I banging on at you for 20 minutes. We're going to get lots and lots of people to give their points of view. So lots of the VAT graduates, you'll be hearing from them. We've taken quotes from some great videos that Voice at the Table has created over the years. I wasn't here during those video times, so I can wax lyrical about how great they are. So we've got sound grabs from those videos. You can see those videos on the Voice at the Table website, voiceatthetable.com.au, and have a look at the resources and watch those videos. They're great videos. And also Warren and I have interviewed a few other VAT grads to fill in some of the gaps for the tips. So you'll get to hear lots of voices from lots of different people, which is pretty much what Voice at the Table is all about.
We also have Manda. He'll pop in from time to time and read some of Manda's own version of the top tips. And we think they're great, and we thought they deserve to be in this podcast as well. So you'll hear lovely Manda pop in from time to time and read out some tips.
Yeah, Manda was a self-advocate. She is part of a self-advocacy organization called Reinforce. She was part of developing the first resources, and we thought it was pretty important to have her voice in too. She was a bit too shy to come on the podcast, so it was great that Manda can read out her tips to include her as well. Warren, do you want to explain Backchat?
Backchat. It's a wonderful little segment that we've added to our podcast with drawing on the knowledge and the wisdom of things that have happened in the past in the self-advocacy realm. This episode, the wonderful Sue Smith, who has had a lot to do with setting up self-advocacy here in Victoria, and she will be talking about the national self-advocacy song. So that's something to look forward to shortly.
We also have in every episode Justin's Jokes, Justin's self-advocate, who is part of the training team and has done his own comedy training. So he's got some great jokes for us. So this episode's called Welcome, and we're doing Roll Out the Welcome Mat, Help Everyone Understand, Give Everyone a Say. So it's just the building blocks of how to run a good meeting. So we hope you enjoy it.
Nothing about us without us.
I've been a volunteer for a number of things, but I've always felt that I'm being a token member of organisations, whereas Voice at the Table taught me I'm not a token member. I'm actually someone who can give. I'm actually worth something, and I should be asked.
Tip: roll out the welcome mat.
There is nothing worse than turning up to a meeting where you haven't a clue what is expected of you. I need to know what the expectations are of me. I need to know how I can prepare myself in plenty of time, and preferably with a number of reminders
Before going into a board meeting, it would be really nice if the chairperson could introduce themselves to you, let you know any issues or concerns that they may have about the meeting.
But what any communication needs that I have, because we all have a different communication needs, and it's good to have those talked about before the meeting itself.
While the chairperson is introducing themselves, it would be really good if they mentioned that during a break of the meeting, you could come up and talk to them about any issues or concerns in the meeting.
Have some kind of recognition that I've met this person before, and that makes me feel much more comfortable when I get to into the meeting itself.
At that point, it would be really good if they would let you kind of introduce yourself as well, your background, your expectations.
A lot of meetings that we go to, everyone knows each other there, but they don't know who we are. So to be acknowledged and included makes a lot of difference.
Nobody had name tags on or anything like that, so there was no recognition.
I also really like it if people have wear badges, because that again helps me to be clued in to who these people are and what their role is.
Tip: help everyone understand.
Amanda's tip is always have an agenda. Sometimes I go to meetings and I feel like I'm flying blind. That's why I always want an agenda.
We had a lot of those meetings where nothing was sent out prior other than the loose agenda. The meeting just went nowhere.
And what the chairperson did was, before we moved on from agenda item one to agenda item number two, what she did was she went around the whole room. I think there's about 10 of us, maybe bit less, I can't remember the exact numbers, but she was asking everybody, do you want anything else to say about that particular issue that we just talked about? That was one of the best meetings I've ever been to.
If anybody not understanding in the meeting, maybe explaining it a different way.
Well, one thing I know what the government will have to try and do is try and speak more plain English and less jargon. They have to learn to be slow, patient, to directly look at them in the eye, to make sure that they are focusing and talking about what they want to ask.
We come up with 20 words that we didn't understand in those meetings. There's probably a whole lot of other things that we couldn't understand. And one of the questions that I asked, or one of the words that I asked what it meant was, this professor came up to me afterwards. I said, thank you for asking that question. I got the same question, but I didn't want to ask that question because I didn't want to seem like I'm dumb, because I'm a professor, I'm supposed to know all the answers. So if they didn't know the answers, how are people like us supposed to know?
Amanda's tip is, if it's a long meeting, there must be a break. I've been to meetings and my mind is splattered all over the floor. Where is the break?
Tip: give everyone a say.
People were asked questions either side of me, but I wasn't addressed.
I think everyone at all meetings should give everybody present a say. A time to voice their opinion. Maybe a few seconds, or no, maybe a minute for each person if there's time. Because some people, like me in the past, and like many other people I know, think of things to say, but think more slowly.
Many times I have felt that I have not been included because there have been times where they haven't been listening to me, and that made me feel not included. And sometimes I get laughed at the face, so I feel that they don't take me seriously, which makes me feel very bad.
Well, often the questions are asked very quickly and the people don't give time for those who have had accidents to process their thoughts. Like, I found that after my BI, my focus isn't perfect.
Amanda's tip is give everyone a say.
It's horrible to be in a meeting with anyone and the questions were about me but directed to my carer as if I cannot speak and I had eye contact, yet the questioner did not think of waiting to let me speak, but the issue is that I function more slower, more slowly.
Amanda's tip is the chair has to make sure that each person at the meeting gets their say and that everyone is quiet and listens.
I think things can be discussed once very clearly for everyone. But for other people like me, they require repetition and slowness.
Nothing about us without us.
Back chat is looking at the history of the self-advocacy movement in Australia, which has made some incredible changes for people with cognitive disabilities and people with complex communication support needs. Self-advocacy is a strong and active voice that influences change in government and in communities. In today's Fact Check segment, we're going to listen to the National Self-Advocacy Song. This song was written by self-advocates all around Australia. They came to forums that the SARU, the self-advocacy unit, ran around Australia. And each person that came got to write one sentence, one lyric on a piece of paper. At the end of the year, we collected all of them and the wonderful Sally DeBesch gathered all the sentences together and turned them into the wonderful National Self-Advocacy Song.
All around Australia, people keeping up the fight. Many faces in different places fighting for our rights. Housing, jobs and transport is what we know best. Remembering what will help us, not cause us more distress. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. We're making our own choices. We've been silenced for too long. Stand up for what you believe in. Together we are strong. Lift up all our voices. We can hit the heights. We want you to join us. Support disability rights. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy, hear our voice, see our ability. We want equality. We can work together.
We can work together.
We can right the wrong.
We can right the wrongs.
If we do this together,
if we do this together,
we can all be strong.
We can all be strong.
Story makes us proud. Wake everyone who's sleeping. Sing our story loud. Self-advocacy. Hear our voice. See our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy. Hear our voice. See our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy. Hear our voice. See our ability. We want equality. Self-advocacy. Hear our voice. See our ability. We want equality.
You can find out more voiceatthetable.com.au.
Welcome to Justin Joke. What do you call a group of men waiting for a haircut? A barbecue. What do you call a dog with no legs? Nothing. He won't come anyway.
Thanks to all the VAT Chat team and people who contributed today. Our co-presenters and producers, Warren Loram and Anne Van Lierdam, our audio technician, Dan Sullivan, the VAT Chat working group who steer the direction of VAT Chat, the self-advocates who contributed, Annie Payne, Lisa Brumtis, Manda Lawrence, Troy Huggins, Fran Lee, Colin Hisko, Heather Smith, Catherine Bartlett, Anat Bigos, and Amanda Miller. Sue Smith for her intro to Backchat and the self-advocates who contributed to the National Self-Advocacy Song. And last but not least, Justin O'Brien for Justin's Jokes.
That Chat podcast is part of the Voice at the Table training, voiceatthetable.com.au.